Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Make Today Worth Your Alarm Clock, the podcast that helps you make intentional moments throughout your day to create the life that you've always wanted. I think that we all need a bit of encouragement every once in a while. I mean, especially in this season. Encouragement can come from a ton of different places. Like, for instance, you could see encouragement as a Facebook post, or you could hear something on the radio that just encourages you to, you know, be a better person, or provide to your local community, or donate some money. Or you could get encouragement from Instagram. You know, you see someone else's work, or you see someone else that someone has done, and you feel encouraged to do the things that you need to do to get there one day, like a stepping stone or a goal that you're trying to reach. I'll be them one day. Just being in new environments can even create such a nice way of encouraging you to do better in life and think stronger about new things. And that's kind of what I want to get into today is, you know, really understanding encouragement and how mental blocks can play a big role in that. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Logan. I run Logan Deddy Photography here in Chillicothe, Ohio, and I am 29 years old. I've actually been a photographer for 10 years time. I mean, since I was 19, 18 years old, I had a camera in my hands. I kind of started by making skate videos and fun stuff with my friends just for video, but then in high school really picked up photography and kind of took it for an adventure. I mean, went to college for portrait photography and commercial photography, and in the 10 years that I've been doing photos in general, I've only been full-time in this job for 2 years. Before that, I had all kinds of odd jobs. I mean, working at plastics plants and factories and manufacturing halls, but then also Walgreens. And at one point, I was a youth pastor. And that was actually the job that kind of transitioned me from just kind of the everyday job, the 9-to-5, into more of an entrepreneur role. I started to take on a lot of, you know, self-worth in that moment. You know, whenever I took the step out from being a youth pastor and took the step into really running my own life and making my life what it is today, it was something that was challenging, but something that I enjoyed. I enjoyed the challenge of turning my life into something that someone had told me to be for a long period of time into something that I knew I was made to be. And that transition was extremely fun. I mean, it's great to learn about yourself and to grow into who you are as a person. However, that wasn't always easy. I felt like there was always something in the way of me becoming who I was meant to be or who I thought I could be. And what that was for me was an extreme one-year journey of becoming someone new and transitioning my entire life from the way that I saved money, the way that I scheduled clients, the way that I hired employees, the way that I treated other people. All of that had to go into account to transition my life from being a youth pastor or someone who had a boss above them to someone who was his own boss. I had to learn how to be humble and how to be grateful and how to really understand people and where they are, because just a few short years ago, I was right there. It's always hard for me to go back in my mind and think, what did I feel in that exact moment when I blank? But the best way I can describe the troubles that I went through or the things that I struggled with were that it always had to do with the mental block of the alarm clock. You know, you say to yourself all the time, like, oh, I'm going to get up early tomorrow. I'm going to do that thing tomorrow. But doesn't that just sound like procrastination? The words are very similar. I'm going to do that later, or I'm going to get up early tomorrow are kind of the same thing. I mean, what happens anyway? We set the clock, we wake up, we look at it, we're freaking out, we're tired, we're confused about maybe what we were dreaming about or the plans that we have for that day, and you hit snooze. I mean, I do it as well. I did it for over a year of my life. And it's that mental block of the alarm clock. You hear it go off and you hit this wall that's like, I'm tired. I can't do this. I won't succeed. I can't move forward. There's a lot that can go into that mental block of you want to do something better than what you've currently done. but you don't understand why you're not doing it because you keep hitting snooze and falling back asleep. The truth is, we can hit the snooze button a lot on the things in life too. I mean, for me, creating this podcast, I had hit pause on this so many times leading up to this that finally I just had to bite the bullet and just do it. I mean, it could be just as hard to make a decision to move to a new city or making that business deal happen. There's all kinds of things that can go into the struggle of the mental block. But once we start to get past that, what are some things that we can do to start to make that day worth it? Maybe you're listening to this and you just need a nudge. And I'm not going to be your nudge. You need to be your own influence in your life to start doing the things in the morning or in the daytime that you know you need to get done. There are things we all try to push to different days or different times of the day and never end up doing them. And it ends up becoming a real struggle on our life. The best way that I found to start being the nudge for myself is to use technology to my advantage. Whether it's creating a to-do list, or it's setting a reminder, or it's setting an alarm, using your phone or your Using your phone or your computer to start reminding yourself of the things you need to do and actually start doing them is the number one way I would say that you can start to see a greater shift in the things that you're able to accomplish. Stop laughing. Wait, let me get through this. Maybe you need to download a whole new to-do list, or you need to start adding things to your reminders app, or you need to start setting an alarm throughout the day to remind yourself of certain tasks. These can all be great things. I mean, creating a list of things that you know you need to do will end up making you happy once you see the results of you starting to do them. But that's where most people get hung up. They create the list, and I've been subject to this. I will create a list of things I know I need to do and then never touch it again. But it's because these ideas and these things that I was putting in here are way too far-fetched. I mean, if you're anything like me or you're anything like an entrepreneur, you want the most and the biggest and the grandest and the best things for your business, for your family, for your company, whatever it might be. But sometimes we fall short of those, and then we really start to bring ourselves down, and you start to get sad and depressed about certain things throughout the day that doesn't end up making the day worth it. You feel like you left the office in worse situations than you came in, or you feel like you weren't able to provide exactly what you know you can do 100% of the time to the people that are around you. Instead of making these big, grand, audacious statements towards ourselves, what if we simplified everything and said that creating a list of things that you need to do in order to be happy were much smaller? For instance, I think we could all feel a little bit better if we just drank a glass of water in the morning. This was the first thing I'd ever put on my to-do list, was to drink a glass of water in the morning. That's all I needed to do to check that one off the list. It made me feel good. It made me feel like I was being healthy. It made me feel like I was accomplishing something. Even as small as that. Maybe for you, it's deleting and unsubscribing from dumb emails that you don't need. Or maybe if you're a little bit more personal, it's about being honest with others about your feelings. Maybe just start with one feeling you have towards someone. Create a to-do, a physical to-do, to check off of the list once you are honest with that person about your feelings. Even if some of the to-dos that you put on there might seem big or feel big in the moment, think about all of these things as though they are small, and then you can start to replace those things with truly incredible things that you actually want to get done in your future. The second thing I would say is start to replace your thoughts. People are so tied up in their minds. I mean, I'm subject to it all the time. And I'm not saying replace your thoughts as in like try to empty your mind through meditation or open your third eye into a new reality and start to see what's in front of you. It's not going to go there. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say is just have wishful thinking in every single moment. Have a positive outcome on the reasons why, you know, things are happening to the world. Have a good resource that you can start to talk to someone about the things you want to see happen in your life. And you will start to see them happen once you start talking about them. For instance, I want that job. Believe it's going to happen. Know that that is already being put in place because of the small things that you are choosing to do throughout the day that lead up to, I want that job, or I want that piece of gear, I want that computer. Believe that you will have it, or like you already have it. Believe that you are utilizing it to its greatest potential in that moment. Or if you don't know those things yet, replace those thoughts in your mind of, what will I use this for? How is this going to improve my life? The reason why replacing your thoughts works so well in helping you accomplish things is because replacing your thoughts replaces your actions. If you start to think about things a little bit differently and start to see the positive aspect on what it's playing a bigger role in your life, you start to treat people differently. You start to respond to things differently. You start to come up with new ideas and be more creative in every single moment. When you wake up to your own life and your own happiness, you start to replace the actions that you used to or typically take. If you really think about it, personality, like your personality, is only a factor of the decisions that you have previously made. So if you want to change your personality, if you're not happy with your personality, all you have to do is replace your actions. But that is easier said than done. It's really hard to change your actions. I mean, really think about it. Like, that's why addiction is so hard for people. It is very difficult to replace your actions. It takes repetitive, intentional thought to change an action that you are doing. But if you replace your thoughts that then replace your actions, it becomes much easier to shift and change who you are and what you become in the future. You have to become really good at replacing your thoughts. If you have a negative one, combat it with a positive one. If you are confused, try to become enlightened. If you are scared and there's something that is fearful over you, have less anxiety about those things because you are believing the best in what you are. And listen, the thing you have to remember is this is not going to change overnight. This is something that you are going to work on night after night after night, day after day after day or whatever. And we're all in this together. No one has this figured out better than you. You are right in the center of who you are and what you're meant to be. So now it's just time to go live it. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I really hope you got a lot out of what I was able to share about what this podcast can mean and can be. We didn't really even get into the creative aspects of a lot of this. So stay tuned and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of Make Today Worth Your Alarm Clock. We'll see you guys in the next one.